This is how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.
Would you believe it?
After that headlines remix.
We have Charlie in the studio. Morena.
Morena.
Hey, Charlie.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah, good, man.
Yeah,
real good.
We're great.
It's Monday. It's This Is How We Brew It. It's time to talk about coffee.
It's time to talk about coffee, but I don't have the mocha pot.
That's so okay. It's going to happen
gonna
one day.
On.
Delay,
yeah,
push it back.
I feel sorry for the person texting in, but we are going to do it.
Yeah,
it's
coming.
Do it for you.
Big things coming. Stovetop tutorial one of these days.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a bag of the classic blend to give away.
We have the classic blend to give away, and we've got heaps of stuff happening in the 830 world that I wanted to talk about, so kind of the perfect opportunity.
Give us a rundown. Everyone get your calendars out.
Calendars out. So Murray's at Piha.
Oh, yeah?
They're reopening this weekend. They shut down for the winter. They're usually seasonal, but they're opening up for Matariki.
Cool.
And there'll be live music on, and they're also doing a chili eating competition.
Oh, my God.
Cool, so... If you're looking for something to do, then yeah, head down to PR.
I'm looking for something to win.
Yeah, well.
Something to eat. Lots of chili.
Yeah, I could do it.
Wow, okay.
That sounds really fun.
PR chili eating competition. I want to know who's playing it there with the live music. Anyway, that's cool. So that's this weekend.
That's this weekend for Matariki. More live music as well, actually, next week. Fables are playing at Tuesday Club.
Yay!
For the live lounge.
Oh, we love Fables.
So on Thursday at 8 a.m, come down to the Tuesday Club. We're going to be there handing out filter coffee, and Fables are going to be doing kind of an acoustic set, which will be real cool.
That's a beautiful way to start your day. What day is that?
That's next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
8 a.m. start.
Okay. Nice. Awesome. Awesome. What filter are you going to have? Do you know? Have you decided?
We're going to be doing the Kenya.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's delicious. We
had
it ourselves.
So good.
Will you filter the water?
Yeah, of course. Have to.
Have to. Awesome. What else have we got?
So the Stone Oven Cafe in Devonport, they've just launched a run club. So every Wednesday morning, if you're in Devonport, 6:15, and you're looking to get out, they'll be doing it from there, from the cafe. We're going to be there next Wednesday, again, handing out free filter coffee.
With your running gears on?
Well, potentially.
Are you a runner?
No, I used to be. I feel like I'm over that phase of my life. But
yeah.
I might get the running shoes.
I'm happy
out.
For you. You've healed. But if running is your steez, then get to the Stone Oven in Devonport next Wednesday.
Yeah, well, every Wednesday, 6:15. But next Wednesday, we're going to be there, maybe running, but definitely handing out coffee.
Nice. Yeah. Maybe running, definitely coffee.
Do a couple of 100 meters, Charlie. Come on.
Yeah, around the block, maybe.
Enough coffee in you, and you'll be. You'll be bouncing off the walls.
We've also got our Black Label coffee coming up soon.
Oh,
which is our,
the bougie one.
Yeah, it's our special release that we do kind of every few months. We only really kind of do a couple a year, two or three a year. This one's incredible coffee from Colombia. Natural, like just incredible coffee. But I'm actually hoping to get the guys that we work with called CoffeeNet to maybe come on and do a little chat about the coffee before we launch.
Oh, yeah,
they work really closely with the farmers. CoffeeNet's actually a Colombian company, so it was set up in Colombia as an exporter, and then they hired people around the world. So the owners are Colombian, and yeah, it's a real cool story.
This is so exciting. Oh, Black Label coffee.
Yeah, I remember we had the... What was the Black Label that you guys did around Christmas last year? Because we had that up for a giveaway as well, and that was a hot ticket.
That was a hot ticket item.
Yeah,
I feel like it might have been from Colombia as well.
Yeah, they do incredible coffees there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then after a lot of debate, we're partnering with May and Enna at Thea Matcha.
Okay.
A lot of our cafes use matcha, and we've been kind of debating whether to get into the space or not, but we really love what the girls do. They've been doing it since 2016, and they work really closely with Rosie at Pink Neon Sign. And she's such an advocate. Ever since I met her, she's been going on about them and how good they are and the quality. And we're going to be doing a launch party at Pink Neon Sign with the girls.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
Awesome.
Matcha lovers out there, this one's for you.
Because what I've heard about matcha is the quality really matters. Like, there's shit matcha and there's awesome matcha.
It's a bit like, it is like coffee where you don't realise there's a difference until you have a really good one, and then you're like, whoa.
Yeah. I've been lied to.
Yeah, totally. Are you a matcha person, Millie?
I've had a couple. I don't think I've had a good one yet, though.
Wow.
So I'm hanging out for this 8:30 collaboration situation.
Yeah. I'm definitely more of a coffee person than I'm a matcha person, but I do enjoy a matcha sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. Me too. I partake.
Charlie Devil's in the world of matcha.
In the afternoon, maybe, you know.
We'll entertain a little green drink from time to time.
It's just so cute looking as well, like a green iced latte situation. Yum.
Adorable.
So no dates confirmed for that, but that's going to be in the next couple of weeks, probably in the afternoon.
Cool.
And there'll be music as well. I think there'll be a DJ, and then we'll be giving away drinks.
So that'll mean that you'll sell their matcha through your website and stuff as well? Cool.
Yeah, we'll be retailing it through us.
Oh my god, awesome.
So much happening at 8:30 HQ.
Yeah, it's a busy time of year, actually. We've also got the retail products, which we'll be launching soon, which we've been kind of using, and this is how we brew it.
Nice.
And then we've got a special coming up where we'll be doing a deal on both the Kenya and the Papua New Guinea together.
Oh, cool.
Quite a tasty discount, just to try and get people into brewing single origins at home. So
single origin bundle.
I feel as though it's something that people get a bit freaked out by, or they think it's just safer to go with a blend.
Yeah.
But you can unlock a whole new world with the single origins, eh?
It's out there.
Just had a testimonial from Pete, who buys a lot of 3 bags and then gives some away. And it always gets great reviews. So.
That's a good one. Yeah, do a bulk order and then do it as gifts.
More people
with
should
be like
Pete.
With your 10% discount using the code 95BFM. Awesome. That's so cool. What exciting stuff on the horizon.
Yeah, lots on the go.
Tell us about this classic blend that you've got as our giveaway this week.
Yeah, so classic is our biggest seller. My housemates absolutely love it. Every time I ask them what coffee they want home, they all want the classic. Just a really great espresso, awesome black, all with milk, dark, chocolatey, really low acidity.
Is this the one that all the cafes and restaurants you supply use, or is that standard?
So we have standard, organic, and classic. Standard used to be the most popular, but now it's actually classic.
Wow.
So
classic's overtaken.
Wow.
I like that. So chocolate, super smooth, rich.
Low, high body, low in acidity. And it's from Colombia, Brazil, and Papua New Guinea.
Yum.
Yum.
Awesome.
Delicious.
Well, should we have a song then?
Yeah.
Okay,
so we have a song to celebrate.
What
have you lined up for us here this morning?
I've got a new one from a DJ and producer named Luca Duran, who's based in New York, but I believe is Swiss-Colombian, and has just announced a new album out via Tracha Tracks, which is one of my favourite Colombian record labels. It's out in September 18th, but the first single is out now, and it's called La Haña, featuring Kelman Duran and Gavsborg.
Awesome. We'll kick off this one, but get those texts rolling in for a bag of 8:30's classic beans. 8:30, your name and your B card number.
Yep. We're going to draw a winner on Friday. If you can't wait, head to 8:30's website and use the code 95BFM for 10% off. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Have you ever heard the sound of butterfly wings?
Travel with I and I, way up in high sky. Appreciate love the goose, salute to the gander. Speaking with Kanda,
another book, my fly couple stanza.
sip from the lovelies of life. Till my throat full. Kachumbari. Chevda. Nairobi. Kiskeya. No pre-propaganda. Colombia. Jamaica. Don't know the routine. Jump machine and Putin. Squishy, squishy sound. Like paintbrush and soothing. Don't know the routine. Jump machine and Putin. Squishy, squishy sound. Like paintbrush and soothing. Wake up and live. Pre-positive. We are think positive. Wake up and live. Fly, butterfly, fly.
That was
This Is How We Brew It
on 95 BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.